Matthew 23, verse 27 reads, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you are like whitewashed tombs, which outwardly appear beautiful, but within are full of dead people's bones and all uncleanness." Hello, and welcome back to Think This Way, the podcast of Faith Bible Church. I am Pastor Bryce, and today I have with me another of our pastor elders, our resident expert on all things local church. It is Justin Geyer. Thanks for being with us again, Justin.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be back.
You all owe so much more to Justin than you know, because you wouldn't even listen to this without Justin, because he actually posts these. I don't know how you would post them.
Somebody else could do that.
Well, not me right now. I don't have no clue about it. So that's all. John Heron edits them. Justin posts them. That's our credits. Good job, guys. Well, we have Justin in partly because we're talking about the local church this quarter. We're almost done with that. We'll begin a new quarterly focus here soon. These last episodes on the local church, I've wanted to be more focused on attitudes of the local church. So we've talked about the nature of the church, its offices, its ordinances. Some of these episodes are now focused on just what are healthy attitudes when we think of the local church. The specific thing we're talking about today, I've titled Formal and Informal. And there are probably other ways to describe the same phenomenon, but that's what I'm going to use, formal versus or and informal. Let me just explain what I mean by that briefly, and then I've got questions for Justin here. So what I mean is ministry in a local church is on a spectrum. So it's not really one or the other, formal, informal, but it's all on a spectrum. And on one end of the spectrum, you have what we'll call formal. And just think of that word form. These are ministries that take a very distinct form. You've planned it out. They usually have a catchy name or something. Like, people recognize them. And so you could think of like a program in the church, a denomination in a sense, a ministry. Those are formal. They've got maybe bylaws. They've got procedures. So they share things in common with many companies. So there's this formal, you got a form to it. That's on one end of the spectrum. And then ministry can also go toward the other end of the spectrum, which I'll call informal. And the in just means not, or less so in this case. Less of a form. This is you going, getting coffee with someone, and you talk about the Bible. But you've not planned it all out. You're just catching up with them. That's still ministry. You're serving that person. You're one anothering, like Justin and I talked about last time. You are serving them, but it's less formal. A lot of people call this organic. I don't know. Is that an overused term? But you call it that. It's organic.
Sure.
It's like something alive. It grows. It's organic. Now, I could be wrong about this, but just thinking of the spectrum, it does seem to me kind of historically that everything seems to move toward formal eventually. And what I mean by that is, so over history, big example, the medieval Roman Catholic Church. If you look at the progression of the church from the ancient church, the earliest fathers of the church and their practice, and then what happens is things formalize. You know, things, you go from the leader of the church in Rome, he's in a big city, it's important, so he's helping, he's maybe helping other churches that have disputes. There's a certain importance, but it's very informal. And then you fast forward, and eventually, he's the head of the church, you know, the universal bishop, the pope. He's infallible at some point. There's a formalizing of what he is that wasn't there before. The whole medieval Roman Catholic Church, in many ways, was that way. You had a sacramental system, very complex, a lot of it built upon the Latin translation of the New Testament. And just so many traditions, but it was very formal. Everything's very, there was like a recipe for how you do things, what you say when you're doing the Lord's Supper and all of that. But I thought they're not the only example, because revivalism more recently in the last centuries experienced something of that, where you had the Great Awakenings and there's legitimate work of the Holy Spirit, but then a very informal, God's doing things, wow. And eventually, kind of formalized into rules for how to bring about a revival. That's revivalism,
right?
There's a revival, and then revivalism, which is like the formal rules. You have a meeting, you know, revival, Wednesday night, 12:30, or Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. You can't quite schedule it that way, but that's the idea. It's like formalizing. And the last one, I think of the most recent in my mind, would be something like the church growth movement, where it's good for us to think about how to be sensitive to people coming into our church. Wonderful. But it almost becomes like CEOs of a company within a church as pastors try to figure out what's the consumer need, you know, and there's like rules of like how you do that most effectively. So I could be wrong about that analysis of history, but it just seems like things move toward the formal side of the spectrum eventually. Well, regardless whether I'm right or wrong about that, we're going to talk in a moment about the good of more formal ministry. It's not all bad. There's a lot that's so good. But before we do that, I did want to ask you, Justin, what are some of the dangers of us as a local church moving too far toward the formal end of the spectrum on this formal, informal view of how the church does ministry?
Yeah, as I was thinking about this, I was thinking how I think churches going more towards this formal view is a part of humanity. And what I mean by that is God is a God of order and structure. And he, even in creation, we see this. He created it out of nothing. There's nothing happening, nothing there. And then he creates it and he puts it in order. And then he puts Adam in the garden to keep it in order, to even put more order to it, name the animals and all of those things there. So I think this is part of the way that we think and operate as human beings. We want to see that structure and order in some way. But with everything, with sin, it goes too far. We can make that too much of a good thing, it becomes a bad thing, right? That it's the focus goes off of God and doing everything with excellence and doing it right, and it becomes about the actual formal ministry or the program, and it's all about that. And so I think problems with being a program-driven church kind of goes back to some of the things that we were talking about in the last time we met when we were talking about one anothering, where we say, hey, I've got this issue. Can you, pastor, go deal with that? The program then becomes the everything. That's the thing that we go to. It's like, oh, I am this person that goes on a Wednesday night to this specific ministry. And so that is kind of my lane. And I let whoever's leading that, that's what we do. That is the way it's focused. I just follow that party line, for lack of a better term, you know, there, that it's just, this is what we do. And that's the way we do it. And I don't have to put much thought into it. I just do what they tell me to do. And that can be a real problem, because it takes away, not all programs do this, right? When we're talking about it on the spectrum, when we start moving too far one direction, right? That's the thinking that can happen, is that we're not doing the thinking, we're not processing on our own about these things and allowing the ministry to do it for us. We lose ownership in it. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's the program's fault. It's the people in it that are allowing that to happen, right?
I almost wonder if that component of human nature is reflected in the Pharisees, because I started with that very harsh thing Jesus said, you hypocrites, because what they had is outward beauty that was covering inward corruption.
Yep.
And it almost seems like if you over formalize things in the church and you have these programs and people are part of the programs, you could have inward corruption, sins you're not dealing with, you know, your heart can be cold toward God, marriage issue, you got everything going on, but then you go to church Wednesday night, whatever,
yep,
and you do the ministry thing that's set out for you, and you go home feeling better.
Right.
It's not better, though. Like, all the problems are still there, but there's some good feeling. I guess it is, in a sense, that love of order. There's some good feeling of having checked the box.
Right.
You know, so much of our life we live like wondering, did I do good enough? Was that good? Did I encourage them, or did I not? And to just know, like, the program says, do these three steps, and you do them, and then you go, I did it. So there is something very human about that. But then, sure, you can become a Pharisee because they were doing the rules.
Right.
But not fixing any of the problems. Well, still talking here about less toward the formal, more toward the informal. So we see the dangers of being too formal. But just while we're thinking of informal ministry, could you give us a good picture? When we talk about informal ministry in the church, what are we talking about? What does that look like?
Well, going along the lines, I'm really glad that you said organic, because I think sometimes when people think organic, it's like, it just, whatever happens, happens. We just let it go. And I think
it's called weeds.
It's weeds, right? That's my exact thing. I was thinking about what my lawn looks like if I just didn't do anything with it. It would look terrible. It would look awful. It would be an eyesore. And so I think when we think of organic things, when I say I want it to be organic, what I mean by that and what some of the value to that is that there isn't quite the structure that we see in a program necessarily, but it does have intentionality with it. There is thought that goes into this happening. So informal church life, when I see that, what I think of is it's oftentimes like we have a women's ministry, so that we would label that as a formal program or a ministry in our church. That happens. It works this, whatever it does on their Thursday morning, Thursday evenings, they meet, they read the Bible, all of those things that we could say that's formal. But then I think what I hear often is these ladies come in on their Thursday morning and they say, I've been talking with Miss So-and-so and we've been doing this. And all of that you come to find out is all of these relationships that were built out of the formal that informally are happening on play dates with their kids or having breakfast or coffee with them. And they're ministering to each other with the struggles it is to be a mom at times or single ladies. And that's just one thing. I see this also in our men's ministry as well. These guys that are discipling one another and meeting for to get into God's word, and they come back to the formal time, there are Titus 2 ministry or men's breakfast or whatever that looks like, wherever that is, and they are talking about the things that are happening, because I think that informal probably, and I could be wrong here too, but I think that happens way more than the formal does. Formal's typically on this certain day, this time frame, short time frame. Informal is as it flows in our life and how things come up and how God brings opportunities and in just different things into our lives, that's where that happens.
Yeah, I agree 100%. When I think, I mean, maybe it could be different at different churches.
Sure.
But it does seem like surely 80 or 90% of ministry is informal.
Right.
One anothering people, someone's in the hospital, you're calling them, you're visiting them. It wasn't a program, you just do that because you love them.
Yep.
So that is so much of it. All right. Well, we've bashed on formal things long enough. So informal is so much of what we do on the spectrum. We should lean informally. You know, maybe my last comment is I remember Martin Lloyd-Jones, the old Welsh preacher in England. He was pastoring a church that had a lot of programs. And he very wisely didn't just come in and cancel them all, but he thought it was too much.
Sure.
His programs. World War II happened. And so most of the men left. The programs died out. Well, then when World War II ended, he just didn't start any of them again. And that was kind of his solution, to focus on the word and prayer. Sure. and not programs. Okay, now we're done bashing formal things. So now we need to talk about, like you said, God has designed us to appreciate formal things. And there's a lot that we just can't do well informally. So Justin, how can more formal ministries, I'm thinking like formal biblical counseling, men's ministries, women's ministry, whatever. But how can those more formal ministries serve the local body in a healthy way?
Yeah, one of the first things that comes to mind for me is like a youth group. Mm. I think if you had a bunch of kids and you said, all right, we're going to just do this informally. We're just going to just go off out. Let's meet in the parking lot. Yeah. Well, there's some formality already right true. There, right? But, you know, like, and just see what happens. I think it'd be, be a real mess. You know, there's got to be some kind of organization to it. So I think there is value to knowing where the ministry meets, who's the leading it. What are we doing? You know, I'm coming here for whatever the ministry may be. Biblical counseling could be one. I have an idea before I even get there, what this ministry, the intent of that ministry, and maybe even what's going to happen. May not, you know, not some people don't understand biblical counseling or, you know, whatever ministry that may be, but you have a sense of what that's going to look like. And I think because our God is a God of order and structure in things, I think it's really important that that is what I can kind of consider like the bumpers on bowling alley. You know, you can kind of keep it between the lines here. So when we put some formality to a ministry or to some serving, whatever that may look like, we know some people use the ditches term for on a road, like keep it between the ditches, but it's keeping this structure here. So it's guiding us towards the same goal that we want to be headed towards, whatever the ministry's goal is. And then it also helps us to know, are we achieving that goal? Are we doing the right thing? In all things, we want to be pleasing to God. We want to glorify Him. We want to be growing in our knowledge and understanding. Of course, those are overarching goals, but each ministry has its own goal. And so how do we know that we are getting there and doing what we need to be doing?
It reminds me of the New Testament metaphor of a body, the church as a body. And those bumpers are a good picture of that, because when we think of formal ministries here, whether it's a youth group, biblical counseling, whatever, the body is one body. So those formal ministries have to be going with what the rest of the body is doing. Yeah, it can't be a separate thing doing its own thing, like a cut off hand or something flopping around. I don't know. Can't be that. You've got to be attached to the body. But the body is also a good picture where every part of the body is so different. And I feel like the bumper metaphor is good because it shows there's some freedom. I mean, we're not coming in as elders with every formal ministry going, do it exactly like this, because that'd be so far on the formal side of things. But we do put up bumpers and say, well, you can't do it like this. Right. Yep. Like, so there's some freedom, but it's every loving relationship works that way. Ideally, you have some freedom with boundaries.
Right.
And for some people, the boundaries will be frustrating. For some people, the freedom will be frustrating.
Right.
But you've got to have that freedom to be whatever part of the body you are in your ministry that you're doing, together with some boundaries saying, but the whole body's going this way. Well, what are some dangers? Since we've talked about dangers of being overly formal, let's talk about the other side of things. If someone goes, wow, we don't want to be program-driven, we don't want to just be formal, we don't want to be the Pharisees, and they try to be super organic, super informal, what are some of the dangers that they're going to face?
I think when you go towards if somebody is saying, our church is going totally informal, like we just want to be informal, I think what you'll find is, and I don't know of any church that's ever done that, but
hippie commune or something. Yeah. Right?
Yeah. I think that it is like an overgrown lawn. You say, oh, I just want to let it be what it wants to be. And then you find out, I can't see the house anymore. I don't know where my lawn ends and then my neighbor's begins, because it's just grown over and it's overflowing and all these things. And so you look at that and you go, is that a yard? I don't know that that's a yard. So that picture is in a ministry or a church. If we're totally informal, is that a church? What are we doing? What's our purpose? Because you go too informal, the danger is everyone starts doing their own thing. And if everyone's doing their own thing, what is it that we're all doing? And you open yourselves up to some really wrong thinking and wrong beliefs. I would say formal helps to put some of the checks and balances into an informal way of living. So I think there, you really need both. You can't have, it's not a binary, we're all formal or we're all informal or vice versa. I think there's dangers in both of those. And you need a really good mix. The spectrum is a really good term to think about that. Where on the spectrum are we? And we need both of them. You can't have one without the other, really.
It's probably why it's helpful in the local church. They have so many different people, because whoever's listening to this, just like us elders, you'll be somewhere else on the spectrum.
Right.
You know, Ernie, our previous senior pastor, was very informal.
Yep.
And I lean that way too. I'm pretty informal. maybe not as much as him. Maybe. No, probably not. I don't know. But pretty informal. And so I feel like when we're in elder meetings and something needs form, I look over to Justin. I go, Justin or Andrew,
yeah,
give this form. You know, the logistics guys and the... And I feel like in the body as well, we're all going to start somewhere. And so if you're someone listening to this and you're just so formal and you like the check boxes, they satisfy your soul on such a deep level. We're not saying you can't be that, but we probably are saying have some informal people around you. And on the other end too, if you lean toward informal like me, you know, you just lean toward informal organic stuff, somebody in your life's got to be organized.
Sure.
It is going to be a weedy mess, you know. So that can be something that we kind of lean into each other's differences to find some balance there. Well, you may be listening to this and you're the informal and you are so dead set against all boxes of all kinds. It's all Phariseeism. Or maybe you are the more formal type of person and you think if someone's organic, they're just a mess, just a hot mess. They got no organization. Or maybe this is just something you haven't thought of before, how these relate in the local church and ministry. Whatever the case may be, may God help us all now to think this way.